dressed in blue in a crystal room that's filled with ones who set you loose. The same old love garden, you shatter the floor and all problems. So I still flows. It's the static that goes. Yeah, beautiful. I know you know that I know. Months and loathing were overdue. Golden sober, but the road.
To the 83rd edition of Mutton Me the Music. I am your V for VJ
Øystein Berg,
and I'm here to break ground with that V for V sound and bring you the best of what the value for value music scene has to offer. Today we started off with Jack Femister with the song I Know You Know I Know, and we're gonna keep it going with Beautiful World by Brad Joner. Have a good show, everyone. Hope you enjoy it.
There's 100 horns blowing in 10 miles of traffic. Rain keeps pouring with no sign of slacking. A whole lot of yelling, but nobody laughing out there. Turn on the TV, hear them all talk about how time's almost up and the dollar's gone down. It's a roller coaster ride on this merry-go-round, and it just ain't fair. Wish they could see things like I do. Guess I'm just one of the fortunate few. It's a beautiful world. I don't know how they live in that cold, cool place, running fast as they can just to stay in the race. And the winners still got a frown on their face. I don't understand. I guess they don't see things like I do. Is right here from my point of view. Hey, hey, I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful world in your eyes tonight. Hey, hey, looks like heaven to me. with you all to myself. It's like I got the winning lotto ticket here on my shelf. But they'd never understand even if I try to tell them why I'm still smiling.
Indeed, by Brad Joner. And we have some action going on in the chat room. C. Brooklyn 112 is asking, is that an ocarina? I don't know, C. Brooklyn, what you referring to. Kiwi Bones is saying that we had a stream drop. I guess that can happen. And that Elon Musk is fucking with the stream, that can be Kiwi Bones. I have to say, I'm still waiting for the first boostergram from Elon Musk, and I'm not that impressed by him before he comes in with a boostergram to his favorite music. This was Beautiful World by Brad Joner. Now we're gonna play Thanks for Being Great by Death by Lions. Chat room, Yes, Brooklyn is writing. Let's go! Thank God it's Friday! And Eric Pipi is writing. Thanks for being great, Øystein Bergen. Oh, thanks for you all being great that you want to listen to this excellent music show. It wouldn't have been anything without you producers listening in and supporting the show. That means everything to me. So thank all of you for being great. And especially you, Eric Pipi. Thank you. And Nam is writing, I have a huge joner right now. I don't know what you mean by that, Nam, but a joner is a slang word for joint in Norwegian. So I guess you have a massive joint, maybe. This is the 80s song by my favorite band. a value for value music podcast with a value for value proposition. That means that you have the opportunity to support these artists directly. So don't waste that opportunity, because it's here, right here and now. And you can send in a boostergram with your favorite modern podcast app. And by doing so, while a song is being played, you will send 95% of all of your satoshis directly to the host of the music. And we already have a few live boosters coming in for this show already. We have C. Brooklyn coming in from Fountain with 333 sats. And he writes, thanks for being great. Thank you, C. Brooklyn. This is Garbage Island by Public Mess. Don't you think I have forgotten about the streamers? I love every one of you. Cotton Jean is coming in from Podverse. Chad F is coming in from Podcast Guru. And Eric Pepe is coming in from CurioCaster. This is Sweetest Pain by Circle the Earth.
I can hear it in the wakeness. Try to feel it, but I don't know how to break it. To make it drown. Keep the honey in a paper bag. Grab a cigarette and take a drag. It stings me. It brings me down.
I'm
And we have more live boosters coming in. Pfeiffer is coming in from Curiocaster with 11-11 sats. A satchel of dicks. And he writes, circling the earth and boosting the birds on mute, mutton me the music. Thank you, Pfeiffer, and now you can take the weekend off. No more worries with the bank, though they can go fuck themselves. This is Everything You Do by Metro Life Worship. Yes, som faggy ass Christian music was not well reserved in the chat room, I have to say. Let's see. See, Brooklyn is writing, I like more of the fire and brimstone Christianity. Yeah, I'm not a big listener of Christian music myself, but I can all just say, next time send in 10,000 sats and I will stop it for you. Now I'm gonna play something I have not heard yet. This is Sunset Boulevard by Kazuki Tokai. Okay, that was fucked up. I am really sorry, everyone. I managed to hit the mute button in my operating system. So my apologies. I'm gonna play this track one more time after I'm finished with the donation segment. But that was first time. I am using Mix, yes, Pfeiffer, that's correct. But I pushed the mute button on my keyboard for the sound in my operating system. That was the reason why it happened. So, that was a new thing. Then I know what I did wrong, luckily. And my apologies, I'm gonna continue on like I did before I did the mistake. And what I wanted to say before we... get Bill Gates in here, get Elon Musk in here. We need we need some sound. Yeah, thank God that this is fixed and... Talking about God, I just wanted to mention about Christian music and my opinion of it. I know there is a lot of good Christian music. I'm in this I have a problem in because a lot of bands are capitalizing on Jesus. That is one of my biggest problem. If you have seen the South Park episode about when Cartman wants to make his own Christian rock band. I feel that is a little bit about Christian music. I love all kinds of music, but it's capitalizing a little bit on Christianity. I have to say. That's my opinion about it, and I'm sticking to it. Let's do some donations while we are going strong, while we are still having a show. Chad F. is coming in with, first of all, I'm going to just take a breather because I got a little bit stressed out from that happening. And I just have to calm down and gather my thoughts. The first thing I wanted to say before this happened is that I want to thank Pfeiffer for being the person who first used the name Boostein Burge in the chat room. And I have to say now I just got a new one here from you, Boost the Burge. Very good. I just wanted to tell you, Pfeiffer, that Boostein Burge is going to be my artist name from now on. So I wanted to thank you, and I hope that you can approve of that, Pfeiffer, that I'm going to use that name for all eternity from now on and to the end of my existence. So thank you, Pfeiffer. I'm really happy for that artist name. That's going to go with me a long way. And then we're going to do some donations. First off, we have Chad F. coming in from Podcast Guru. He comes in with 333 sats. Live boost to Don't Look Back by Iggy Golo. Another 333 sats. Boostagram to Radio by Fable. Another and he writes, listening to Radio by Fable on Mutton Media Music. Another 333 sat boostergram to Stuck in the Middle by Circle the Earth. And he writes, listening to Circle the Earth on Mutton Media Music. Another 333 boost to Inertia by Kazuki Tokai. And another 1333 Satoshi boostergram to What Have I Become by Muki. And he writes, listening to brand new Muki on Mutton Media Music. And another 333 sats to The Poet Barfly by Nate Jonovan. And he writes, listening to The Poet by Barfly, The Poet Barfly by Nate Jonovan on Mutton Media Music. And not only that, he have also been streaming Satoshis while he has been listening to the previous edition. And by doing that, he have streamed Satoshis to 8 different artists together with the whole list of boosts. So thank you, Chad F. You're one of the big ones coming in with a lot of Satoshis to a lot of different artists and the show. And I have to say that means very much to me, Chad F. So thank you. Next one is DeLorean coming in from Podcast Guru. She comes in with 3,333 sat. And that was a live boostergram to the show. And she writes, heard Fables Radio on Mutton Media Music, which made a great Friday even better. Øystein is awesome. Thank you, DeLorean. Next one, we have Lyceum. That is Martin Lindeskog from True Fans. And he comes in, first of all, with Fuck Yeah America donation, 1776 Satoshi live boostergram to the show. And he writes, have you listened to electro swing music? Thanks for your message on podcastindex.social and for listening to my podcast on tea productivitet and on industrial hemp. High five for hemp. Have you listened to Studio Fusion and the conversation with Sam Setti on truefans.fm? I have told my co-host and jazz singer Deborah Andersson that she should add her music to the Valueverse. Liberty Boost of 7076 Satoshis. All the best, Martin Lindeskog. And not only that, he comes in with another 111 Satoshis to the show, and he writes, did you see the streaming Satoshis per minute? My default setting is 10 sats per minute. I am listening to your show on truefans.fm, Martin Lindeskog. P.S. I will talk to Sam about the splits. Yes, and I just wanted to mention that, Martin, Lyceum, because I have been in... I've been messaging with Sam Setti about streaming from TrueFans and sending it to Value for Value Music. And if I'm correct, he is on the task of making sure that is good from TrueFans. I have gotten some test boost from TrueFans, but I still don't see the artists where they are going to. So that's going to be great to get fixed. Next, we have Na Millennial coming in from Fountain, and he comes in with 3,333 sat boostogram to the show, and he writes, MMO loves MMM. And he refers, of course, to the Millennial Media Offensive. That is his own podcast that he does together with John. I have forgotten his last name, but it's Dan and John doing the Media Millennial Offensive. Or was it Millennial Media Offensive? That Millennial Media Offensive. I'm sorry, Dan. I will do better next time. And he writes, I just had an oyster burger for lunch. And I hope that tasted just as good as it sounded, Na Millennial. Thank you. C. Brooklyn is coming in from Fountain. He comes in with 1,000 sats live boost to the show. Thank you, C. Brooklyn. Next, we have Cannabis Records coming in from Podcast Guru. And he comes in with 420 sat, and that was a live boostogram to the show. And he writes, listening live. And then we have a big one from Booberry coming in from Podcast Guru. He comes in with 9,999 sat, and that was a boostogram that went to Inertia by Kazuki Tokai. And he writes, banger. Thank you, Booberry. Next one up, we have Eric Pipi coming in from CurioCaster. He comes in with 3,333 sat boost live to the show. And he have not only boosted, but he also have been streaming in live while he's been listening. And by doing that, he has sent Satoshis to three different artists and the show. So thank you, Eric Pipi. And not only that, but I also got a stream from you after the show that looked like it was meant to podcasting 2.0. I'm not really sure what happened there, Eric Pipi, but maybe you have a good explanation for it. I was just curious why I got a long stream that said the podcasting 2.0. But thank you, Eric Pipi. That's very appreciated. Next one, we have Sir Jared of Southburyan. He comes in from Podcast Guru, and he have not listened live, but he have listened to the 81st edition. excuse me, and he have boosted 333 sets to the show and another 100 set boost to the Tide by Jawbone. And then we have Cotton Gin. He comes in from Podverse and he have been streaming live while listening to the previous edition. Thank you, Cotton Gin. Next one up, we have Sam from True Fans and MSTGHAFOURE from True Fans. And for if I'm not wrong, that was the two test boosts to see how it worked with the time value splits. So thank you, Sam Setti. Very, very nice that you want to help getting this straightened up. And then we have Billy Bones. He comes in from Fountain and he comes in for the 79th edition. And he have, as usual, been streaming Satoshis throughout the whole edition. And by that, he has been giving his set, well, he has been giving his hard-earned Satoshis to 14 different artists and the show. And I thank you so much, Billy Bones. Next and the last is none other than Eline og Øyvind Berge. That's my mom and pop coming in from PayPal, and they are coming in with their 100 euros monthly subscription that they have made. So thank you for everyone. And I have another boost here from Na Millennial. He writes, that was from Fountain with 5,000 sets, and he writes, shout out to Pfeiffer's mom, she's a babe. That, I am sure that is correct, Na Millennial. You should be the expert. So then I don't have any more on my list for today. I just wanted to mention that this is a value for value music podcast, and that means that we are not taking advertisements or sponsorships from any other than your you beloved producers. And you can become a producer by sending in a donation through PayPal or send me a coffee or buy me a coffee. And you can find that on my homepage. That's music.show. That's music with three M's.show. And you can find the big donation button there up in the corner. So that's all I wanted to say for today. I'm gonna check the chat room if we have something interesting. There we have a lot of mom and dad karma. Karma for Nam. Karma for the troll room. Thank you. I think it's time to play some more music. I want to play Kazuki Tokaji one more time. Because I messed that one up, to be frank. So let's go. We are playing once more Sunset Boulevard with Kazuki Tokaji without any more interruptions. We'll be right back. That's how it was supposed to sound like. I hope everyone enjoys it. And now we're gonna play Sky Dreams by Ariel Powell.
Thank you. Can you turn my headphones up?
This is acetamo. Acetaminophen by Mookie.
Watching cartoons with the lights off, and he's in my pants off. Maybe have a dance off. Summer after high school, you can meet the RO. Daddy's got a big, big bag in a bankroll. And she play with my heart like she playing on a drum. And she drinking all my stuff, she barely old enough. I loved her more than once, I should have told her damn. I'm lying to myself, say that I'm a man. Waste some more of my time now, baby. It's just me and you. It's a great big world. Shrink it down to just us two. Well, I can't figure it out. I'm kicking you right out the door. Next minute, I'll be wanting more. And you've been playing around. You were the aching in my head. Now you're a seed of metaphor. We're thinking about it now. Fucking with my health, I think I need some help. And I've been thinking that maybe you could come over and show me what regression is. I'ma need a spell, what the hell? You were fucking with such a pretty smile. And woo, I just caught a whiff, feeling like the man, goddamn. But then I saw your picture and I'm out like crayons. Oh man, well I can't figure it out. I'm kicking you right out the door. Next minute I'll be wanting more.
I want to thank everyone for listening in to this edition of Mutt & Me The Music, and excuses for the silence. I hope you enjoyed it as well as the music. And my name is Oyster Burger, and I will be back next week with a new, brand new edition of Mutt & Me The Music. I hope to see everyone back then to hopefully enjoy some music and not silence. The last one we're gonna play today is Corey with the song Someday. And have a good weekend, everyone.
How do I break through this iridescent mold? It shimmers and it glows, but it's holding me cold. A rainbow of hues, a riddle to unfold. The colors, they shift, but my world stays the same. Trapped in this prism, can't find my way out again. The facade is dazzling, but it's hiding the truth. The light, it bends and warps, is stored in my view. Quite the hold on me. I want to break through. but I don't know what to do. I'm in a dreamlike state, but I'm still feeling numb. I am lost inside of this maze where the light, it never comes.
Mutton made of music.
Yeah, there you go.
But I know that someday you will find me. And I will run to
Mutton Meat and Music, and I love Oystein Bears because, well,